There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Several shootings over the weekend in Wichita. We have the story.
Presidents of the U.S. and Ukraine report progress in peace talks. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police investigating a shooting early today at an East Wichita apartment complex. Shortly after midnight, first responders were called to 21st and Woodlawn. They found two people with gunshot wounds. They do not appear to be life-threatening. Police have not released details on the incident.
A 17-year-old girl and a 20-year-old man in critical condition following a shooting in South Wichita last night, the 1800 block of South Washington. Two people shot are in critical but stable condition. A suspect is reported to be at large, but police say there is no description of either the suspect nor the vehicle.
And one man is dead and another suffered critical injuries after a shooting Saturday night near Wichita East High School.
The shooting was reported just after 8:20 p.m., in the 100 block of North Ash near Douglas and I-135. Wichita police say two victims were found at the scene and transported to a local hospital. A 52-year-old man died from his injuries, while a 67-year-old man suffered critical injuries. Two suspects were detained in this case. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The presidents of the United States and Ukraine reporting significant steps toward an end to war with Russia, but there is still more room for discussion.
Standing with Volodymyr Zelensky at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump said there's been progress, but did not commit to how much.
You can say 95%, but I don't like to say percentages. I just think we're doing very well. We could be very close.
President Zelensky added they're close on security guarantees with the U.S. and Europe and how Ukraine will benefit down the road.
Prosperity plan being finalized, and we also discussed the sequencing of the following actions.
What comes next? More talks, perhaps into January, and possibly with Russia over who keeps land and how an end to the fighting will eventually happen. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Winter weather conditions continue to plague several regions across the U.S. Fox's Mike Emanuel has the latest.
Winter weather is wreaking havoc for holiday travelers. More than 10,000 flights are canceled or delayed as a powerful storm slams the South, Midwest, and Northeast. A bomb cyclone is dumping heavy snow, whipping up blizzard conditions, and sending temperatures plunging across the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. And heavy rain and thunderstorms are hammering millions from Michigan to Arkansas. while freezing rain could cause travel problems in the Northeast.
Arctic air is expanding over the central and southern U.S., bringing temperatures down across those regions.
For Congress, the holiday season is coming to an end as House and Senate members are set to return to work coming up next month in January. Chad Pergram with more on a potential government shutdown as disagreements over a health care plan continue.
Lawmakers left Washington without fixing skyrocketing costs for some health care premiums as Obamacare subsidies expire. But some lawmakers believe Congress can address health care in 2026. It's an election year, and that could compel action. Democrats withheld their votes for government funding unless Congress renewed expiring tax credits. And Democrats aren't certain if they'll run the same political play on health care as a January 30th spending deadline looms.
Health care subsidies were the center of attention during the recent 43-day federal government shutdown, the longest in American history.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We did have some soccer action in Wichita yesterday. We'll detail that coming up in sports.
Texas man rescues his daughter from a kidnapper. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. 21 degrees, wind chill 6. A man was in a Wichita hospital after falling from a tree Saturday afternoon in Arkansas City. In the 600 block of North C Street, a 37-year-old man sustaining non-life-threatening injury to his lower legs and lower back after falling an estimated 30 to 35 feet from the tree. And that man was initially treated in Ark City before he was airlifted to Wichita.
Officials in Florida will need to spend the coming new year correcting problems with food stamps programs, or Florida would run the risk of losing federal funding intended for those benefits.
Following both the COVID-19 pandemic and a few years of intensely destructive hurricanes, Florida's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, the modern term for food stamps, is now showing an error rate of 15%, one of the nation's highest. This likely means an overpaying of benefits to people who no longer qualify for food assistance.
Because the state, as was necessary, had to divert a lot of their staff and their attention to providing disaster benefits.
Cindy Huddleston at the Florida Policy Institute. The White House is planning on pulling back SNAP funding for states that don't fix their ledgers by October of 2027. For a state like Florida, it could mean billions. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A suspect is in custody after a Texas father tracked his daughter's location to save her after she was allegedly abducted. Fox's Caroline Elliott reports.
Investigators tell us that a teenage girl was just walking her dog in the neighborhood on Christmas Day when a man ran up to her, pulled out a knife, and then kidnapped her. So back at home, mom and dad thought, huh, she's been gone quite a while. They've started to worry, as parents do. So they checked her location on her phone and realized she was not even in the neighborhood anymore. Instead, she was 2 miles away in the woods. And then what happened next? Truly unbelievable dad instincts. The sheriff's office says by the time the dad called 911, he had already rescued her.
The suspect, a 23-year-old man charged with aggravated kidnapping and indecency with a child, remains held without bond.
A thief is plagued by a guilty conscience and alcohol.
A tipsy thief stealing two mandolins from a New Jersey music store and then returning them days later with a written apology note after the store's owner took to social media to find the crook. The New York Post saying the alleged bandit casually dropped off the instruments at Lark Street Music in Teaneck on Friday afternoon. 4 days earlier, he allegedly swiped them from a store wall and stuffed them in his coat. That apology note shared by the owner on Facebook, reading in part, quote, "Sorry, I've been drunk. Merry Christmas. You're a good man." The owner sharing surveillance video online, hoping to find the alleged culprit. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area really starting to thin out already. So we've had a pretty good day in traffic. Not many problems out there just now. In fact, I'm not really seeing any slowdowns at all at the moment. Just a little bit of heavy traffic around 47th Street South and Broadway and MacArthur. right around K-15. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, it's a frigid start to the work week with wake-up temperatures in the teens, but feeling more like near 0 degrees with those wind chills. But as we enter the afternoon hours, still not going to be improving much. Sunny skies, a high of 33 degrees, but with those breezy winds, feeling more like the 20s. Heading into the overnight hours, winds will lighten up. We'll see clear skies, a low of 17 degrees, feeling more like those low teens for your Tuesday morning. But luckily, Tuesday afternoon, sunny and milder, a high of 50 degrees, and we'll likely see some more 50s heading into your Wednesday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now a clear sky, a north wind gusting to 25 miles per hour, 21 degrees. The wind chill now 6 above at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. So, Ted, the wind has died down just a bit.
Oh, great. Well, it was...
So the wind chills come up from 4 till 6 to 6 above. Hallelujah.
And wind was horrible three hours ago.
No kidding.
So it's died down a little bit?
Yep, a little bit.
Good.
You can win a pair of tickets to see Aaron Tippin in concert at Gillies in Park City. Just text the word cash, that's C-A-S-H, to the number 20357 for a chance at a pair of tickets to see Aaron Tippin December 30th. That would be tomorrow. Message and data rates may apply. Gillies Park City is now open. Live music, barbecue, dancing, sports, and arcade thrills. Stephen, 10 in the morning, 8:13 on a Monday, December 29th. This is the 29th day, as I said, of December, and a cold, windy day across central Kansas Sunday. If you made it outside, I did go outside for a walk, and it was a little uncomfortable. I was bundled up pretty good. Of course, this was after the front came through. Boy, that wind blew something else
sure
for a while there. We had a gust of 55 miles per hour out at the airport.
And for a while there, there were some snowflakes.
Yeah, I saw some flakes, too. On this date in 1954, Fort Scott, Kansas, was buried under 26 inches of snow in 24 hours to establish what at that time was a Kansas state record. 26 inches of snow. All right, 8:14 now, Steve and Ted. And I spent Christmas Eve with at my daughter's house with my daughter and grandchildren. And then Shelley and I spent all day Christmas, just the two of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And,
did you do anything?
We opened a few presents for each other and just hung out.
Nice.
I thought I could probably watch a couple of old movies. I don't know for sure, but what's the day after was Friday? Day after was Friday.
Yes.
That's the day I got out and did all my yard work.
Okay.
I had leaves on the back porch or the back patio piled up about 3 feet deep. Had to clean out a couple of window wells. I mowed and trimmed the grass. When I got done with that, I got down on my knees out there and did a little digging around in the dirt just because I like to stay humble. But there you go. I always wore myself. I mean, 3 hours of work in the yard when I was a kid, when I was in my 50s, that was nothing. But now it's a little tougher.
Take it out of you.
I got to go over and sit down and rest now and then.
Wow.
That's embarrassing.
Especially when it's 73 degrees. Come on.
Had to come in a little ice water out there. All right, Ted, I saw that. Did your nieces have a birthday?
Yes, yesterday, my twin nieces. Of course, you have twins in your family.
Yes.
I have two sets of twins in my family.
Two sets? Wow.
I got twin cousins, twin girl cousins, and twin girl nieces.
And how old are they yesterday?
18. They turned 18 yesterday.
Are they down in Texas?
They live down in the Dallas area.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. And they are fantastic, and now they're 18, which just doesn't seem right, but there it is.
I mean, no, this is...
Time just flies right on by, doesn't it?
It does. Well, I would like to thank your brother again for that snack tray he brought in this morning.
I brought it in, but it was all assembled by my brother Ned. It is a massive meat and cheese tray.
Meat and cheese tray. And I've been munching on it here for the past 2 hours. Just a little bit now and then. It's great. It's so nice.
All sorts of meats and cheeses. And yeah. Jad even enjoyed the cheese. My brother Ned, go ahead.
Well, the smoked pepper jack is fantastic.
Yeah. It's good cheese. Yeah.
You'll usually see like a smoked cheese on a tray and a pepper jack, but smoked pepper jack. Wow, well,
yeah,
that was really excellent.
Sitting there right in the middle, and yeah.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the fact that your brother took all that time to slice up that cheese.
Well, he
and those
does.
Cold
he's,
cuts like that.
He's very meticulous that way, and he puts together a lovely meat and cheese.
I'm joking. Did he really do all that?
Yes.
Oh. All right. Well, listen, that's a pretty nice gesture. We sure thank you. Thank you for that. And our good friend David Turner, who works with us here and has for many, many years, he and his wife Babs came in with some of her sugar cookies,
yeah,
which
usually,
are outstanding.
They make the rounds and hand out these homemade sugar cookies.
So
you even got your own little canister from Babs and David this year.
It did. I did.
And Steve, you brought some donuts,
I brought some donuts in this morning.
And, you know, that's not unusual, but you were actually sharing them with people, which kind
of
is.
Yeah, I actually shared a couple of them.
So, yeah.
It's another Christmas miracle.
We had
I think the whole deal
plenty of food out there.
Yeah, we're celebrating Christmas, but some folks are also saying they're honoring my retirement coming up Wednesday. And as I told you out there in the break room, if we're going to have this kind of these kind of treats, I'm going to retire again next Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're ready to roll.
8:17 now. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. How about a look at sports here on a Monday morning with Ted Woodward, sir?
Yeah, we'll start out with the college men's basketball. We had a game in Manhattan yesterday. The Kansas State men taking on UL Monroe. Not a very good team, but K-State did have a little bit of trouble with the Warhawks. And it was a four-point game very late after K-State had a 20-point lead. Would K-State have enough answers in this one? You heard the game yesterday for the Wildcats, 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Haggerty has it out near the timeline. Dribbles towards the right side, off to Castillo. David to Nate Johnson out top. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Abdi Bashir
using a weave.
Yep. Here's Haggerty on the drive towards the rim. Layup good, and he draws the foul.
That's good. P.J. Haggerty finally got things going after halftime. He had 1 point in the first half, 23 in the second half, including 9 for 9 at the free throw line. As Kansas State comes back, and they do win it, 94-85 was the final score. After the game, comments from K-State head coach Jerome Tang.
We've got a bench. They can play. You know, it's just you're just only limited by so many minutes that you have. So, but when called on, they're ready.
And then coming out of the halftime, you really play well in that stretch, where and you're up 20 and you're feeling really good, and then another loss.
Yeah, up 20 with 13 to go, and you know you're thinking, okay, we can build on this, and you know, and you know, but we didn't, and so it's going to be another thing we got to learn
from. How do you go about getting that across to them to maybe limit that time? Their teams are going to make runs. There's no doubt about that, especially with the teams we've got moving forward here, but. You want to get better there, too.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to go look at it. We have to figure it out, and they have to figure it out. You know, we made some silly defensive mistakes just because of lack of focus.
K-State wins it 4 in a row in the winning streak, heading into the end of the calendar year with a record of 9-4. Despite the snowy weather in Manhattan and no students in the 8,100 at the game in Manhattan yesterday.
Wow.
The K-State. We had some NFL action yesterday. The Seattle Seahawks go into Charlotte and beat the Carolina Panthers 27-10. Starting at linebacker for the Seahawks, DeMarcus Lawrence, the former Butler Community College Grizzly. Man, he had 6 tackles. One of them was a sack for minus 11 yards. And he also forced a fumble and recovered it. So, former Butler Grizzly was everywhere. DeMarcus Lawrence starting at linebacker for the Seahawks, who pick up another win. Beat the Carolina Panthers 27-10. The Seahawks are the number one team in the NFC right now. They're on a 6-game winning streak. One of only 3 teams in the NFL with a record of 13-3.
Wow.
Yeah, the Seattle Seahawks are good. DeMarcus Lawrence is all a big part of that. Soccer action yesterday, indoor soccer. We had a women's men's doubleheader up at Park City in HCU Arena. In women's play, Wichita Luck beat Wichita Arrow FC 3-2. And then in the men's game afterwards, the Wichita Wings opened up the season, beat the Minnesota Blizzard 10-2 in soccer action at HCU Arena yesterday. And a happy birthday today to former Wichita State women's basketball coach Jody Adams, is 53 today. In college, she was a star player at Tennessee. Then they came here to coach at Wichita State. She is the only coach for Wichita State women's basketball that has ever taken her team to the NCAA tournament. She did it 3 years in a row. And now she is the head coach at New Mexico State. Former Shocker women's basketball coach Jody Adams. It's her birthday today. She is 53 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock? Yeah. A cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager is available at all 3 WBC brew pubs. East near Central and Woodlawn. West at 13th and Tyler. and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says voters are leaving the Democratic Party in droves. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Monday morning, and 21 degrees. Two people were killed and others suffered serious injuries in a rollover crash late Friday night southwest of Wichita.
It happened just after 11:10 p.m. in the 5100 block of West Street near 47th Street South. Emergency crews found a vehicle that had left the road and rolled multiple times. The driver, 46-year-old Joseph Perry Davidson from Wichita, died after he was thrown from the vehicle. A passenger, 48-year-old Joshua Blick of Wichita, was also thrown from the vehicle. He died from his injuries at a local hospital. Another passenger, a 44-year-old Wichita man, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says the vehicle was driving north on West Street when it left the roadway. Investigators believe that speed and alcohol contributed to the crash. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Dark smoke could be seen over northwest Wichita on Saturday afternoon. It was a trash fire. It broke out at the CDR landfill on 37th Street North. Crews used about 5,000 gallons of water, brought the fire under control, and then used excavators to bury it. No injuries reported. Fire officials do not know what caused the fire to start.
Ukrainian President Zelensky met with President Trump Sunday at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, to continue discussions to end the ongoing war in Ukraine. President Trump says progress is being made.
I would say not agreed, but we're getting closer to an agreement on that, and that's a big issue. Certainly, that's one of the big issues, and I think we're closer than we were probably. It's unresolved, but it's getting a lot closer.
This comes after Russia launched airstrikes on Kiev a day before the meeting. At least one person killed and 27 others wounded in those attacks.
The Kansas legislature's session coming up in 2026, set to begin in 2 weeks. Senate President Ty Masterson of Andover was asked what his top three agenda items are that he wants to address.
Yeah, probably top three, as you mentioned, you right off the top, is the budget, right? And we have to continue as we've cut taxes, you're right. We took tax off Social Security. We've gone to we're headed towards a single rate income tax and lowering that rate. Number two, we're still hoping, very hopeful we'll get a property tax cap amendment out on the ballot for everybody to vote on. We'll be working on that probably number two. Number three, definitely at a minimum looking at what the Big Beautiful Bill did with some educational choice, some federal tax credits.
Masterson was a guest last evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
The idea was to turn avocados into cash for Christmas.
A Florida man landed himself in a jam after allegedly making off with about 400 pounds of avocados from a Miami-area grove. Miami-Dade deputies say they caught 29-year-old Adele Perez in the middle of a late-night guac heist with bags of the fruit worth about $800. They say Perez planned to sell the avocados to fund Christmas gifts for his kids. Instead, he ended up with trespassing and theft charges. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS, coming up on 8:50 here on this Monday morning. Three big things. Two people dead, one injured after a rollover accident southwest of Wichita.
Two.
A man is dead, another critically injured in a shooting in a neighborhood near Wichita East High School.
One.
Presidents Trump and Zelensky report some progress in talk about peace for Ukraine. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in the Wichita area, we've got traffic volumes kind of returning to a very light amount of traffic on the roadways. Looking at the cameras, not really seeing too many big issues out there. We do still have a stalled out vehicle, though. This is eastbound on Kellogg, and it's between Hillside and Oliver. So if anything's going to slow down, watch out around that. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and cool today with a high of just 33 degrees. Clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 19. And then on Tuesday, sunny and warmer with a high of 49 degrees. Now clear sky, north wind gusting to 25 miles per hour, 21 degrees, and a wind chill of 6 at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The weather brought to you by the Monarch. Nice and cozy indoors today at the Monarch. Drop by for a libation or maybe some fine food for lunch today. Bring your friends to the Monarch. West Douglas in historic Delano. And 8:51 with Steve and Ted. Trading's underway on Wall Street on this Monday morning after the holiday. And it's not looking too good so far. The Dow is down 116 points. The S&P is down to nearly 21. And the NASDAQ is off by more than 132 points. Wichita investor hopes to buy a hotel in Topeka. It's time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Kirk, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. That hotel in Topeka is the Hotel Topeka at City Center in the state capital. The city of Topeka has approved a sale agreement with Wichita's Endeavor Hotel Group to buy the 224-room hotel on Topeka Boulevard, which is next door to the Stormont Vale Event Center, which is once known as the Kansas Expo Center. Endeavor says it plans to invest $6 million to renovate the 30-year-old hotel, in addition to another $2 million for operations. The hotel will operate as a Wyndham Hotel, with the deal expected to finalize in the spring. A 30-acre piece of land along Rock Road in Derby is being eyed for a mix of commercial uses. It's situated along Rock and Metal Arc, south of the Dillon's Marketplace. That area has recently attracted such stores as Andy's Frozen Custard, Seven Brew Coffee, and a Tractor Supply store. And now the new area is set to be rezoned, starting with a 9-acre site that will allow for multifamily and retail development. Sedgwick County Property Records list the site owner as Colorado-based Midwestern Millwright of Fort Morgan, which also owns 9 more acres south of the proposed redevelopment. Wichita-based Conway Bank is being acquired by another Kansas bank. First Security Bank will be doing the acquiring through its parent Overbrook Bank Shares purchase of Norcon Financial, which owns Conway Bank. Conway has branches in Conway Springs, Wichita, Argonia, and Norwich, and has about $125 million in assets. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, and it's expected to become final in the first half of 2026. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all, and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk's Christmas Day this year, 2025. The warmest on record in Wichita. After temperatures reached 75 degrees Thursday afternoon, and people were saying, is this spring or fall? No. The recorded temperature surpassed the previous record of a 68 degree set only 6 years ago in 2019. So if you thought it was warm over the weekend, or you were right. Good. It's awful. It's always good to be back in at work on a Monday morning. Isn't that right, Kirk? Now, you're the kind of guy who just lives for the start of the work week. Isn't that correct?
Over 7 years at the Business Journal, I've learned, however, that when you work the week between Christmas and New Year's, there is nobody else in the business world working.
Oh,
so there's
yeah.
very little news.
You know, that's true.
You got to find some news out there somehow.
Well, and I've been at this for more than 50 years, and I tell you, you get around the holidays and people, they just stop working. They go home. Now, a lot of it, yes. like you say, you usually have meetings, there's public meetings, city council and whatnot. They don't have them. I mean, everything slows down to a halt. So almost, but we're here.
Not to say it's a bad week to be reading the Business Journal website, but we'll be scraping the little bit of the bottom of the barrel this week for news.
Yeah, well, you've done a good job today. I think your reports today have been absolutely fascinating, right, Ted?
Of course. Wait till you hear tomorrow's.
Well, I know you're getting a good job. Hey, thanks for. For being with us again this morning, Wichita Business Journal Update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Coming up on KNSS, the Glenn Beck program is on the way. It'll be a special holiday edition of that. And at top of the hour news this morning, several shootings over the weekend in Wichita. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show news updates all day. And we are Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.